This is an interview with Mr. G.J. Quitman, Georgia.
Mr. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say,
sunrise.
Good. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
I call it sunset.
Good. I'm going to draw you a picture of a representation of a watch here. And I want you to tell me roughly what time it is. The small hand is pointing toward the end, and the big hand is pointing right here. What time of day?
It'd be 10:45, maybe.
All right. Or 10:15.
Well, we do.
Right.
You had it there.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is
clear.
Okay. Did you say clearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clear.
What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long, but when it comes, whether it rains hard for 15 minutes?
I'm calling toad frog stranglers here.
Anything
deluge, else? I'd say.
What's that?
Deluge.
All right. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Say mantleboard.
Okay. What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
We call them fire dogs.
Good. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich in tar pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Splinters.
All right. And any other term for that? You know, they're very rich. These splinters are very rich in tar.
Lightwood.
What's that?
Lightwood.
All right. Good. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
A roof.
Well, on the sides of a
house.
Holds
out. Gable.
On the sides of a house.
Both sides.
They sort of
be weatherboard.
What's that?
Weatherboard.
Good. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? Say,
porch.
Right out there. What's that?
Porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that often has no roof?
Oh, boy.
Any special name?
No, I haven't got one for that one.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking? It's not the barn. It's
cow pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of these things that you pick up? There aren't many of them around here, but you pick up and you stack and you find them out in the field. They're very hard.
What's wrong here?
Right. All right. What do you call a fence made of these things?
Stone fence.
Okay, good. Is the only one I've talked to so far who knew what a stone fence was? Most of the people apparently never seen or never heard of.
Oh, I've seen that.
What are the various kinds of wood fences that you can think of?
Rail fence, picket fence.
What's the difference between a rail fence and a picket fence?
Picket fence, the boards stand straight up and down, and a rail fence, they lie lengthwise. They're joined at each end.